President-elect Joe Biden is calling on Congress to approve a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan when he takes office next week. The American Rescue Plan, as it's called, spreads that funding across a number of areas. It includes more financial support to keep families and businesses afloat until COVID-19 vaccines are more widely distributed. Let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you again. Joe Biden's plan includes direct payments of $1,400 to most Americans, and that brings the total amount to $2,000, including December's $600 checks. How much is that expected to help Americans in a meaningful way?
Yeah, so for the overall economy, it's bound to produce a big boost. Of course, the real issue is that there are many people who don't desperately need that extra $1,400. And there are others who obviously need a lot more than that. But, you know, the plan clearly wants to just get this emergency money out the door quickly. For those who are really struggling, there are several other components of the bill that, Lisa, should be very helpful for the people struggling the most.
And the other parts of the bill, meaning what are you referring to?
Well, mainly the increase in the federal unemployment benefit to $400 from $300 a week, and extending those payments that in many cases were expired in December for example, for gig workers and that sort of thing. Also, the moratorium on evictions and foreclosures has been extended till September. So in addition to the stimulus cash, these measures are really targeted at the people who are unemployed and really struggling the most in this environment.
And in fact, we heard a report today that 965,000 Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits just last week as the job market shrinks even more because of the coronavirus. Joe Biden is hoping to get bipartisan support for his plan, even though some Republicans were hesitant to approve more spending back in December. What are economists saying about the need for more relief from the government?
Yeah, so most economists are expecting a really big snapback in the economy and an improved job market later in the year once the rollout of the vaccine sort of reaches critical mass. But obviously getting from here to there is the hard part. And there's sort of a wide variety of ideas among economists about the best way to do that. But I think the exercise being done now is trying to figure out how much of this bill actually stands a chance of being enacted, because some of it is going to be very controversial among Republicans. Our economists at Bloomberg are estimating it'll likely be sort of whittled down to something in the vicinity of $1 trillion in spending by the time it's approved.
And meanwhile, the package is the first of two major economic spending proposals that Biden is expected to seek in the first few months of his presidency. Do we know anything about the plans for the second?
Right. So this plan is really just emergency sort of Band-Aid for the economy now in the middle of the virus. Biden's agenda, of course, is more ambitious, especially when it comes to things like improving and fixing the infrastructure of the country and transitioning towards clean, green energy. So I think a lot of people are expecting that second bill to sort of go into those issues more in depth than this one does.
All right. Thank you. Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you.